Now recording. Something interesting, Foxy.
At last. It's 12:15. It is time for the Minecraft Update Podcast, episode 51. We've been fiddling with Slack's audio yet again and ended up
for 2 hours.
Yeah, in a situation that's no better than when we started. In fact, potentially worse, but who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it's only their ears that have to listen to it, right?
Yeah, it's not. I got to listen to it when I edit it. Yeah, you know, but at least you're on high speed then, so, you know, it could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, right, okay. Let's get cracking, Slack. It's late. I want to get through this. I want to go to bed, mate. But before we go to bed, we got a whole podcast to do. And before we do that, I want to just remind everybody that our podcast is now supported by Patreon. And we have a whole 24 patrons, which is absolutely fantastic. If you enjoy the show and you would like to help support us, then you can by going to patreon.com/theMinecraftUpdate. It is per podcast, and the perks you will get, the minimum perks you will get at any tier, our access to our patron-only feed for bonus content when we record it, access to our live episode recordings on the Discord, access to our patron-only Discord channels, and a fancy Discord role as well, which is all very nice. Right, Slack. Oh, go on.
Are you out of breath? That was a lot at once.
It was. I am out of breath now, yeah. Yeah, so you can let me catch my breath back as you tell us all about what you've done this week as quickly as possible so we're not here all day.
Still adjusting to my meds. I'm actually happy. Things have been going good in my life recently. My hand's healing up good. I've been avoiding people in the house because some people in the house have the bad C-word virus. Ooh. And I'm hoping to stay away from them. And other than that, just quite a bit of Minecraft. I've started recording tutorials again and doing all the things that need to be done.
Interesting. You know? You've just started recording tutorials. Tell me more.
I noticed that, you know, my channel, like yours, just, it's the same. It's the same. I've known it forever, you know, and if I go look at my top videos, just like you went and looked at yours, it's always the same thing. It's tutorials, top tens, this and that, how-tos, betas. It's always been the same. And I'm kind of to the point where I'm just like, I can't let my channel suffer because I get bullheaded.
Yeah. No, I'm exactly the same. I'm interested to know what tutorials you've recorded already.
I've recorded a iron farm, which actually came out the other day, an iron farm that also uses zombie spawners.
Oh, nice.
I've got an item sorter one that's going to be coming out that uses hopper minecarts and goat farm one.
Wow. Okay. Oh, right. Okay. So you're taking us. I was going to say, when we get to my week, I've taken a slightly different approach to you, but I'll talk about that in a minute. Without trying to hurry you along too much, because that sounded a bit rude, you may feel free to go into more detail about your week. Sorry, Slack, I was getting all carried away.
That just about covered it. It's the biggest thing is adjusting on the meds.
Yeah.
That's really it. Like, you've probably even noticed it just in me and you talking this afternoon for 2 hours now trying to mess with my audio cables. I'm a lot more level-headed.
Yes.
I'm not... flip and break everything.
Yeah, considering I had you restart your PC about 6 times and we had many, many issues, I thought you would have thrown your PC out the window by now, but you remained calm. It was nice.
Yeah. It's just the meds make me feel different, dude. They just... I'm not me. I'm a different version of me. I'm honestly, I know I'm a happier me. I am. I know I'm a happier me on them. I know I'm a calmer, I'm more collected, I'm more level-headed. I process things, I guess, more correctly, you know? Like, when I'm off the meds, I'm like, I put out a video and it does no good. I rage, you know? Right, raged. I put out a video now and it does no good. I'm just like, okay, I should have known that. That's not what my channel wants.
Yeah. Yeah, you see things from a more, like, reasonable perspective, I guess, because you haven't got that. You're not fighting yourself all the time, which, you're like you say, it's not right because it's not you. But, I don't know, it's like a stepping stone to get into the right place, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's hard adjusting to the person on the meds. It really, really is. I'm trying to because I know... overall, it's a better me, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah.
But it's not the me I'm used to.
No. The thing is, like, there's the other way round of doing what you're doing, well, albeit normally very slow and expensive process, or can be at least, is basically retraining your brain. There's a word for it. I can't remember what it is. But basically getting yourself into the habit of dealing with and thinking about things in the way that what you're doing now is, but naturally. So you're not getting that fog from the rest of, so you're still you, you still have your normal personality, but you're not affected by these, you know, the bad side effects of the pills. But that can take a really long time to do, and it's a lot of hard work. And I know where, without going into too much detail, because obviously it's not my place to say, but my brother recently, it was a while ago now, went through some stress training and things, because he's got quite a high stress job. And he came out the other side of that after a long time, just being able to cope with situations just in a whole lot better way. And I know when I was younger, I had hypnotherapy to get me to change basically my mindset on a lot of things. And I came out of that a different person, but a much better and much happier person. So there are alternatives. But yeah, I think you're, like I say, it's a good stepping stone what you're doing now to get yourself towards that goal, I guess.
I know it's the right choices for me. I do know that. And I know overall, collectively, I'm better being on them right now. I do. It's like I have diabetes, okay? And until I lose the weight and get more active, I need the pills. You know, my doctor said it's one of those situations that can be corrected. You know, just get more active, lose weight, that I will not need to be on the pills. It's kind of like I feel that eventually I won't need this. But then again, that's me saying that while I'm on it. Yeah. And that's where the problem comes in, is you get on the meds, you start feeling good. And you're like, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't need this. Why am I taking this? Why am I taking it? And then before you know it, I'm back down in that rage, sending 3 a.m. text messages because I don't know what to do with my life, you know?
Yeah,
because you've got them from me before. Random breakdown in the middle of the night, me needing somebody to talk to. I don't want to be that person.
Sometimes
I enjoy this
be,
person. It just feels like this person's just not quite as sharp. Yeah. If that's the words I'm looking for.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Oh, bud. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. That's all I'll say. I don't know what else to say on that, I'm afraid.
Right. Well, how's your week been?
It's been an interesting week, actually. I think I've already spoke to you about it. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast last week, but I got an email from a company that seems reputable, and I'm hoping that they are, about a sponsorship. So I get a lot of emails from, and like direct messages on Discord from particularly stream elements. They're always saying, hey, raid Shadow Legends. And if you get people to buy the game and get to this certain point in the game, we'll give you some money. And it's never anything worthwhile. It's always games that you've never heard of or don't want. I even had a company saying, instead of paying people to promote games, they're like, we dare you to play this game and get this far in it on a live stream. And they're like, why? we'll give you a free copy of the game. But it's like one of these free-to-play mobile games anyway that you're just not interested in. So I've always avoided them. And then I got one that really piqued my interest. It was from a company that seemed relatively reputable. And they said, hey, we're doing a campaign. It's been going on throughout the December. We're extending it till the 13th of January. We'd really like you to play 3 2-hour long streams of Splatoon 3 for obviously financial gain. Are you interested? And I at first, obviously very dismissive of it, I just sent a reply back going, okay, I'll do it for X amount per stream. And they came back and went, we can't quite afford to give you that amount, which I asked for a ridiculous amount, way more than it was worth. But we'll give you this amount, which was, to me, well, just as ridiculous, really. So, I mean, it sounds ridiculous. Oh, you getting thousands of pounds? No, not that ridiculous. But considering I don't have a massive audience on Twitch compared to the sorts of people that normally do sponsored things, I thought it was a pretty good whack. So anyway, there was no terms and conditions. All I had to, well, there was, they sent me a contract, but basically all I had to do, I didn't have to say I liked it. I didn't have to say anything about the game. I didn't have a spiel to say or try and sell it to people. I didn't have codes to give people or links or anything like that. All I had to do was play the stream, play the game for 3 streams for 2 hours long and then give them my analytics at the end. So I did. So this week, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, I've been playing it. I've been playing it with Mitz, even Mike on Switch, and Auntie Dizzy joined in as well. And I tell you what's like, it was really good fun. Even if they decide they're never going to pay me, which I'm kind of half thinking that's going to be how it goes, I don't feel bad because it was just so, we just had such an awesome time. It was really good fun. And now I want to do like a monthly, like Switch It Up, like a stream and just get a bunch of people in to play like Switch games like Mario Kart and stuff like that and just have some fun because it was really, really nice going and doing something a bit different and just having a good laugh doing that. So that was good. I played Dwarf Fortress until the point where I am a little bit sick of playing it now because I'm keep killing my fortresses.
You keep killing them.
Yeah, well, basically, I'll get to that in a second, but I've played it so much now that in my entire history of all of the Steam games I've ever played, bearing in mind I've only been playing Dwarf Fortress for just over a week, it is now my third most highly played game. I've got more hours in that than all of my other games bar 2. So
one of them being Elden Ring?
Elden Ring is number 2, and Ark Survival Evolved is number 1. So Ark Survival Evolved, I got 500 hours in. Elden Ring, I got 100 hours in, and Dwarf Fortress, I've got over 50 hours in now. So
Where do you see this information?
It's just in your library. You can order the games in your library by hours played, and it just shows you how many hours you played in each one. So... Mm. So, yeah, the problem with it is I don't think it's a particularly well-optimized game, and it is currently only made by one person, although they're now employing a few other people to help bring it along. And it's basically, they call it frames per second, but it's not frames per second. It's ticks. It's game ticks, if we want to think of it like Minecraft. And the game runs at 100 ticks per second on a standard. And my first fortress didn't die because of tick death. It died because I got these horrendous beasts in my fortress. I didn't know what to do with them, and they ate all of my dwarfs.
Nom, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm.
The second one, I was doing really, really well with it. I was taking my time. I started understanding the game a lot more. I turned off those horrible beasts so that I didn't have that problem again. And then all of a sudden, my ticks went down from 100 to about 40. And I thought, oh, it's still playable. I can deal with this. But the game was running a lot slower. And then I had like this invasion happen. And it just went down to like 10, then 1, and then 0. And then it just crashed. So, yeah, I think that fortress is dead as well. So anyway, getting to the tutorial side of things, it's funny that you mentioned you're doing tutorials because I recorded a tutorial video today, although it's not really a tutorial. You know how I said I wanted to do like guide videos, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to just sort of do a survival world and teach people how to play Minecraft because I think that's been done to death. So what the approach I've done... and I'm hoping to make more videos of this style, depending on how it gets on, is I've basically gone, right, what do people need regularly throughout the game? And what do they need early game? And what are the different ways of getting it? So the first one I've done is bone meal. So the idea is that it's like, okay, you need bone meal at the start of the game because you need to get crop farms and things like that. You need it throughout the game for other things. And you need it even in end game because you need to make, like rockets, I guess, you know, for your sugar cane. So I then went, well, okay, what's the sort of easy, common ways going up to relatively complicated ways of getting a lot of bone meal? So I basically built in a flat world a bunch of different types of skelly spawner layouts, ranging from ridiculously easy AFK to trident killer ones. Then I did like a sugarcane and kelp farm with composters and all the way up to like a stone generating moss farm thing. And I basically go through each one, explain how it works, a brief overview of what it does and why it's good and how it fits in the sort of area of the game you're at. And then I'm, rather than doing a tutorial on each one, I'm just going, hey, here's a world download, check it out and have a look around if you want to build any of these. And I thought, I'd do that, but like in a progression of, okay, so I started with bone meal because that'll lead you on to crop farms. And I can do things like micro crop farms and easy crop farms going all the way up to like villager crop farms and things like that, and do another world with a world download. And then once I've done that, I think, okay, what would people need after that? Well, they're probably going to need some iron. So I'll go easy iron farm, medium-sized iron farm. And you know what I mean? And I'm going to... Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of the thing that I want to do. So it's less of a tutorial as such, but more of a, hey, you know, these are good, easy-ish farms to create that's going to provide you the things that you're going to need throughout your progression in the game. And I thought that might be an interesting way of doing it. I don't know if anyone else is doing it like that, really.
No, it's not a bad idea. No, there's no right or wrong way on any of these.
No.
It's just a different approach, and it might be the approach, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so. I hope it fills a little bit of a niche. I don't know how to title it, and I don't know how to thumbnail it, but once I figured that out, I think as long as people enjoy it and find it useful, hopefully it'll be something that I can do regularly and get people, coming back to and looking forward to those types of videos. So
yeah, if the positive outweigh the negative, run with it.
Yeah. Run with it. Yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's my week. Right, Slack, it is time to jump into the feedback, and we've got a reasonable amount of feedback, and I think we should fire through this at lightning speed because my eyes are closing as I'm talking. I feel really bad, but I should be able to stay up later, but I should probably talk about this in my week, really. I've not slept much this week, and I'm I've done so many sort of later on streams with this Splatoon thing. I'm kind of at the end of my limit, and I know in the morning I got to get up and do another stream.
You're drained. You've been working, yeah.
Yeah, I'm drained, absolutely. So I'm sorry for people listening to this that I'm trying to rush it through, but I want to get you a podcast out this week. I just don't want to be up till 4 o'clock in the morning and then up at seven. So, yeah.
Wildcat. Yeah, it's only almost one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wildcat Dad 17 says, amazing show as always, podcast crew. I assume Foxy No-Tail has already researched this, but a great platform I use for my podcast to cut down editing time while also allowing for video and audio recording is Zencastr. I've never heard of it, Wildcat Dad, but I will check it out. Thank you very much. Have you heard of that, Slack?
I don't edit podcasts, so I wouldn't know.
No.
Never heard of it.
Fair enough. I will check it out. Okay.
You check that out. Mossy is up here next and says, a follow on from the offhand discussion. This, I'm guessing, is pending the new touch controls being compatible. I am a longtime mobile player. My preferred setup is the classic split controlled. I have tried playing with the new controls and, well, I can't. I guess at some point I will have to really learn how to play, and I'm not looking forward to it. The muscle memory is just too hardwired for me now for a change to be a smooth one. That's my Moni essay for this month. As always, keep up the good work.
Yeah. Oliver,
I don't play mobile.
He downloaded the latest version of Minecraft and he basically threw his iPad at me and went, Dad, it doesn't work. Dad, I can't do it. Can make it go like to back how it was. And I looked at it. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. It took us a minute to try and find out how to put it back to how it was. We eventually got it that way. But yeah, he was absolutely allergic to the new control system. So I guess that's going to be like the latest wave of younger people that are taking on the game for the first time, or maybe, you know, any age, I guess, but it's probably going to be majority younger people picking up Minecraft for the first time, playing with those and getting used to them.
Yeah, to me, that just feels like going from controller to mouse and keyboard, you know? It's something new. It's going to be different.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Jade says, oh, one of my wish list ideas wasn't completely shot down. Has someone seen four men on horses wandering around? Well... Okay.
Man, just delete that feedback. We don't need that feedback in there.
Yeah.
Right. Rude 591 is up next. It says, during the offhand discussions, it was mentioned that using a controller would be difficult because you wouldn't be able to control which hand you place and break from. This is actually not any different than with a mouse. On a mouse, you use left for break and right for place. The game just looks at what's in both hands and chooses the correct action.
That's a very good point.
Yep.
Yeah, so there is absolutely no reason then why you know, we couldn't have dual wielding on Bedrock. So we figured out mobile controls last week with the press one side for one and one side for the other. Makes sense. Console? No. Didn't even occur to me, but Brood, you're absolutely right. So yeah, I genuinely don't see any reason. Why is it so difficult? No.
Yeah, why is it not here yet?
Yes. Fix it. Come on, Jeff, get on it. Meerkat says, I have to say, Foxy, describing his first world brought back flashbacks from mine. He could have been literally describing my first base, grinding a chest of diamonds, hoarding without enchants, mostly stone tools, and stripping a jungle. Cringe now, loading it up. Yeah, I'd hate to actually load it up and see it, because I bet it wouldn't. I bet I remember it better than it was. Jeez.
Well, next up, we got Willager01 here, who says, hey, Foxy, and anyone else who is there today, in response to Faded Daddy-O's feedback about Ko-Fi Coffee on the last podcast, Coffee takes a 0% fee, and they do monthly subscriptions or one-off donations. So I prefer to use them. There is a premium that you can get that's where you get their money from, but in my opinion, it's not necessary. Thanks for such an amazing podcast. Keep up the awesome work, Willager.
Faded Daddy O continues that, and we'll talk about it afterwards, saying, I was thinking you could add coffee to your possibles for those who know it is better for you. Not suggesting to ask anyone to migrate, but it does add complexity. Just add in any item to the... there's more stuff about touch and cross. Let's just touch on coffee there for a second. I looked at it. It does look like there is absolutely zero fees on the basic thing. You can pay $6 a month to have the premium, which I think would be useful for people like me and you, Slack, because I think that's where you get all of your integration with your other things from. Which sounds great. In the terms of going, hey, here's another way to pay us, it's just another link in another list. And I think once you start getting too many links in your list, it's awkward. And then people go, how can we support you? Well, in that case, I've got to go in my videos, in my streams. Hey, if you want to support me, or you want to play on my things, you can do this, or you could do this, and you could do... It's just too much. There's too much information. Also, you know, Patreon was a lot cheaper when I started it, and I'm still grandfathered on that, on my main thing. It's much more expensive now. Like, the Minecraft Update podcast pays a lot more fees than my Foxy No-Tail does. There's no reason in the future why coffee won't do the same thing.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that. You know, it's like a new theater coming to town and they're selling movie tickets for $1 each. Oh, you got the dollar movie theater. That's great. And then the dollar movie theater runs the theater out of business that was doing it $5 a ticket. And then all of a sudden they raise their tickets up to $5, you know?
Yeah.
It's the optimal way to start the growth of a platform, no fees.
Yeah,
but eventually, we're hiring staff, we're hiring this, we need this, we're going to have to charge a fee for this, you know? I'm not saying it will, but for right now, it doesn't benefit me.
No, it sounds great. I mean, even $6 a month, that's nothing compared to the fees I'm paying through Patreon. It does sound fantastic. And like I said before, if I hadn't already got a million other things set up, such as PayPal donations and Streamlabs and Patreon and Twitch subscribers and YouTube channel members, then yeah, I would probably definitely go for that. But it's too late, I'm afraid. I don't see the point in trying to complicate things. And I know what you're saying. It'd be great if, you know, people don't want to feel like their money's being wasted on another company. They want to give it to the people that they're trying to give it to. If you really want to do that, like I said before, just do it through PayPal, because it's exactly the same. There's practically no fees doing it through PayPal.
Yeah. Well, it's like even PayPal is something that somebody won't use. You know, how Fader was just saying, you know, that they prefer to use that, or it was Willager, they prefer to use that. Well, I have people who support me that don't even want to use PayPal. They want to go through directly.
Yeah.
You know? So they want to go through a credit card donation system through like Streamlabs or something like that. They don't want to log into nothing, you know? So there's, you're never going to please everybody in that kind of situation.
No. But thank you for bringing it up again. And we hear you. It's just, yeah, it's complicated. Right. Yep. Do you want to move on to capped cracks?
What was the second part of that we didn't cover?
Oh yeah, sorry. Just add in any item to the offhand so it could be mended would be awesome. No special controls needed for iPad unless you had to switch quickly to shield. I do know that tapping left side of the screen for left click, as suggested on the podcast, wouldn't work, as your thumb is always navigating. It's not always navigating. It's no different to, like, on the controller when you you know, it's very difficult to point your player in a direction with the right-hand thumbstick and jump at the same time without creating some weird claw-type shape with your hand and holding the controller in an odd way, or, you know, any other controls.
Trying to hit the shift key or control key to not do this. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, so I really don't see that as an issue at all. If you know your thumb is already over the screen. If you tap it, it clicks. If you tap it on the right hand side where you're steering, you're literally taking your finger off the screen for a millisecond, and then tap it on the other side of the screen. It does the same thing. I really don't see that as an argument there, I'm afraid.
Next up, we got Cap here, who's I'm back. Well, I've returned to. Based on Slack's reports from his SMP on chunks rendering client-side and then blinking out when real-time data gets downloaded, I woefully overestimated either the ability or desire of Microsoft's Bedrock team to prioritize correctness as part of their server protocol changes. Thanks for doing this interesting follow-up. I've got so many questions, but I suppose if I'm being honest with myself, I don't actually care enough to go learn from Rufus Addict's Discord how to decompile the Bedrock dedicated server code and see it for myself. As always, thanks for the fun conversations.
Interestingly, from that, we've heard as well that they're doing even more stuff with this client-side, server-side rendering stuff so that low-end devices will use the server and higher-end devices will use the client for rendering. So there's going to be a whole massive mess of what's loading what. I really don't know how they're going to make that just not set on fire.
Yeah.
Cap Cracks also says, RE, the Dwarf Fortress bug discussion. Foxy, if you spent 30 minutes talking about Pokemon a few weeks ago, I don't see why you can't talk about Dwarf Fortress bugs. I would personally enjoy it, but of course you folks know your audience overall and will find the right balance for the show. The reason the Pokemon stuff gets into the show is because I know Jesse really likes it and I find it fun to poke fun at it. And not in a nasty way to Jessie, because I know she enjoys that sort of banter and she finds it funny as well. But because there's a shared enjoyment of that, it's not just me talking about something the other two are just going, huh? So we can bounce off each other. With Dwarf Fortress, I don't think Jessie or Slack have played it, so my jokes about bugs in that are going to fall pretty flat. So that's the reason.
Yeah. Next up, we got Territe here. That's where we're up to? Yes, we are. I have conclusive evidence that Hytale has mining and building in the survival mode. In Hytale's summer 2022 blog post, the developers talked about how the game was built into three doors, creative play and modding and online multiplayer, and the survival RPG side. In the description of the survival part, they said, "This is our first party sandbox RPG experience," with the word sandbox revealing that Hytale will have building and mining. Hope this helped clear things up, and sorry for another long piece of feedback.
Sandbox doesn't mean building and mining. Could mean anything. Nope. Sandbox could mean your buying buildings and dropping them into pre-planted plots. It could mean that it's just an open world.
Roller Coaster Tycoon was a sandbox game.
Yeah, it doesn't mean building and mining. Hopefully it will do. Well, yeah, sandbox can mean many, many different things. If it's a sandbox RPG experience, that could just mean that you have the ability to put in new enemies or like place things in certain places and create your own RPG stories with it. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's any building or mining at all. So I hope it does. But
it'd be nice.
But that is definitely not, unfortunately, conclusive evidence, Territe. I feel like I'm being really mean to the feedback today. I'm sorry, I'm tired. I'm smiling, really. I just want to go to bed.
Come back with better ideas, he said.
Yeah. News. It's news time. We've got so much news, Slack. It's unbelievable.
Do we?
Yes.
Wow, okay, I'm ready.
Minecraft beta and preview 1.19.60.26 landed on our doors today. And there is nothing in it. Considering this is like one of the first 1.19.60s, in fact, I think it's the second one. I know they've just had a big long holiday over Christmas, but I would have expected a little bit more in the changelog. The good news is placing a hanging sign under an axis-aligned hanging sign with a V-shaped chains will now result in a hanging sign with a double chains if the player is not sneaking. That's good. They fixed a bug causing players not to wake up when teleported while sleeping. They've fixed a whole bunch of other things, and they fixed it where you might crash if you go gliding through an end gateway. Levers now produce the same sound effects as stone buttons, and that's kind of a, that's about it, really.
The only thing of interest in this whole thing is VSync settings are now properly configured in the options. So am I going to have the ability to turn on and off VSync without using a third-party pack that accesses settings that I can't access normally?
That would be nice.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, that would be really nice if that actually worked. Yeah, that would be lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's literally it for the news. It's time to move on to the wish list.
That was short. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was hoping there might be something for Java Edition, but there wasn't. And I did have a quick flick through Twitter to see if there was anything on there, and there really wasn't. So news is thin this time of year, but that's good. Yeah. Thin news means
good. Okay, so you said we're going to the wish list? You're in charge of it this week, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. And do you know what, Slack? I know we had a ridiculously long one this week. I think people must realise that I'm quite tired because we've hardly got any wish list. Well, we've got a bit, and we've got even less questions than last week.
You mean we might have less than 2 hour podcast?
Yes. Last week was only, I think it was 1 hour and 7 minutes, something like that, 1.5 hours, something like that. So it's quite short.
Took us like 3 hours to record it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you add in all the time we spent fiddling with your audio today, that's...
Oh, we're already like 4 hours deep in today, and we haven't even been recording but for 30 minutes. Right, let's crack on with the wish list, shall we?
Okay, Willager01 says, hey, podcast crew, I have been playing some Fortnite recently. Get out. Out. Shoot. No. Says, yes, please don't ban me. And I've been using the game in-game voice chat, and I really wish that Minecraft would have it so you could voice chat with others in your server with settings to turn off other players' voices and your own mic. Don't have feedback post for this. Sorry. Thanks for such an amazing pod. Keep up the great work, Willager01. The reason why Fortnite do that, Willager01, is because the people at Epic Games don't care about your children. All they want is your children's money. They want your children to steal their parents' money in order to pay for their games, and they will do absolutely everything to make as much money as possible, and it, through nefarious means. I absolutely hate them. I completely detest them, and I won't touch Fortnite with a barge pole because of that. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that they do that. I'm sure they're listening to all the children's conversations as well and figuring out how else they can steal their money or their parents' money. That sounds awful.
What skins can we tag them with next to make them spend money about? Yep. Because if you think that stuff doesn't happen, talk about something on Discord and watch you get ads on it on Facebook or Google or something within a couple of days.
Yeah. Even when you've got it turned off as well, because I've got personalized ads turned off on YouTube. Yeah, I looked at something online the other day on a completely separate account, went to watch YouTube, and all of a sudden there were ads for that. So they know. But yeah, a bit of content towards my hate towards Epic Games and Fortnite specifically. And I've talked about this before, but basically their systems are set up to, they use streamers and popular content creators to make children feel inferior if they don't have the latest things. And I have this from personal experience with Jack when he was younger, who was being bullied at school for not having the latest and greatest this, that, and the other, to the point where he was begging me and his mum for money for battle passes. And the game doesn't go, oh, okay, this is a game for kids mainly, so let's, you know, make sure that when their parents are paying for something, they use something like Minecoins, which you get a voucher for. No, they go, give us your card details and we will keep your card details on file. There is no option to not do that. You have to retain the card details on file, which means that your kids can then just buy whatever they want, whenever they want. It's awful. It is absolutely sickening, and I think it should be banned.
I've seen an article on that the other day in the news, local news, that some kid had run up like $7,000 on Fortnite on his parents' account.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's how they
do it. I didn't know it was to that degree. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
I believe you can buy gift cards. So, you know, there is that. But at the end of the day, that if that's their main system for taking money, and it clearly says it, it's like, we will keep your card details on file so you can get whatever you want in the future. There should be an option to turn it off. They don't care. No. They are blatantly going, we don't care about you or your family or your relationships. We want your money. We are going to take it one way or another. So it should there is, whereas Mojang, they're very, very, and Xbox and Microsoft are very, very cautious about parental controls and privacy and all that sort of stuff. Epic Games, absolutely none of it. They don't care.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Just absolutely crazy. So back to the topic at hand on the wish list. I'm going to veto voice chat from in-game still.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Right. Well, that was easy enough. Blah, blah, up next with, just in case Jeff or anyone at Mojang gets any ideas, can we please put baby skeletons in the bad idea bin? No.
No, we're not putting anything in the bin. No.
No. You don't decide where stuff goes, blah, blah. We do.
No.
Ain't that right?
Just sneaking back into the voice chat thing, I wouldn't mind something like the Xbox Live voice chat built into Minecraft with its safety features and stuff like that, because I do think it would be nice if like Oliver could speak to his friends that are curated through the parental control systems. I think that would have a place. Because there's been times where we've been playing like with my brother's kids and stuff like that, and we have to have Discord set up, and they can't put Discord on their thing, so they've got a laptop sat there them somewhere, and they're playing on the Switch, and it is awkward. So it'd be nice if they had something built in, but the problem with it being a cross-compatible game is you're never going to get that same system on Switch and PlayStation and Xbox and PC. It's just not going to happen. So
you literally brought that up about Xbox Game Chat, and Discord is now, you're able to get on Discord and join voice chats from your Xbox and everything.
Yeah, but you can't do that on the Switch or the iPad or the or your Android phone or anything.
True,
like that.
But see, this is where doesn't that come into a slippery slope there? Because, you know, you got Xbox Live Terms of Service, and you can have a children's account, but Discord's Terms of Service, you have to be over 13. So what if you have Discord on your child's account then?
I know, yeah. It's not full integration though, is it? It's literally just the voice chat they're hooking into. So I guess it's probably got its own systems in place for that.
Right, but I can not even be part of the Xbox thing and be in Discord then.
I don't know.
right? You get? No, that just seems like that's a flawed system now that I really think about that.
Oh, they'll be on it. They'll be hot on that. There's no way that someone's just gone, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it. There'll be millions of paperwork about that. There'll be lawyers up the wazoo on that.
What are you talking
one.
About? Discord announced it like a couple months ago that it was a thing.
Yeah, I know. But it will. There'll be, all of that stuff will be in place. All of the like terms and conditions and systems will be there, okay, to make sure Microsoft are 100% protected against everything.
Right.
Hopeful Birch 807 says, hey Foxy, Jesse and Slack, I think you should be able to make sticks from wood slabs. It would help clear up those spear blocks when you end up with after projects. Yes, and stairs and pressure plates and fence, basically anything you've made of wood. Yes, because I always end up with loads of junk that I accidentally make. I'd have that.
Yeah, so like a composter, a sawmill.
Yeah, wood composter. Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Just turn it back into sticks. Yeah,
any leftover wood you could turn into sticks. I would be fine with that. Yeah, yep. Stairs, buttons, pressure plates. Yep.
Okay, let me write that in. Yep, so. Good idea. Yep. Nice, lovely.
That's actually leading to a new workstation, which I kind of like.
Yeah, yeah, that is it.
Now, is it automated? Can we automate it with a hopper? Can we put all this in a chest and run it through a hopper, and it goes through one item at a time?
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. Hopperable.
Okay, so it's not manual interaction like with a stone cutter.
No, that'd be annoying. I think you should be able to do it in your inventory. I think you should be able to do, like, just craft it into sticks in your inventory, but I also think there should be a table for it, like the composter.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Yep.
Let's put that through. Inventory and with unique workstation. Nice.
Okay, next we got Territe up here with, this is a bit of a compilation of other ideas, but the way I see it is we need a combat update with combat parity. New weapons, potion tipped swords, better dungeons, and more bosses. You're choosing a lot of things in one thing there, Territe.
Yeah, you can't really have that as a wish.
No, that's too much at once.
You know, yeah, when the genie says you can have three wishes, right? And you pick one at a time, carefully. Yeah. Okay, pick one of those. Carefully.
Yeah, we can't we can't grant all these as a good idea.
No.
Even though they all may be, it's just too much at once because there's too many things to go into. We've covered bosses. We've covered dungeons. We've covered new potions and weapons and combat. No, Territe, bad, bad.
I think most of those are already in the good ideas bin, to be fair. So, yeah.
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 Yeah, but this one as a whole, that's too vague. We're going to have to say no to.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Tempered says, simple UI improvement wish. Move the delete world and copy world buttons on touch devices to be anywhere except right together. I'm glad there's a confirmation when selecting delete, but I'm far too capable of tapping the wrong spot twice. Yes, I've done that many times. I haven't deleted worlds, but I always, like, you go to click something and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, and end up pressing confirm instead of cancel. So, yeah.
You mean like when you get excited, instead of clicking respawn, you log out of the game?
Yeah.
You
know?
Quit the main menu. Oh, God, sorry, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. I mean, to be honest with you, Tempered, I don't find that an issue on PC because they're so big, the buttons, they're far apart, but I've not tried that on mobile. So if that is a problem, then consider that wish granted.
Yeah, consider that granted. And if not, you should make a bug report on that or submit a good idea on that or something.
Yeah.
I don't know where you go with that, UI.
Feedback.minecraft.net or wherever it is, Slack. You know that website that we steal all of our feedback things from?
Yeah. All right. Anyways, Lemonaden is up here next with, how about snippable flowers? You can cut a flower with shears. Don't worry about the flower as it can grow back like sheep wool. For some builders, you might need lots of flowers for dye, but you need to find multiple flowers. But you need to travel millions of blocks to find a specific flower. Also, the place where the flowers might not have been enough flowers. You know, you can just make a flower farm.
Do you know what, Slag?
Hmm.
I quite like this idea. What if, and hear me out on this one, although it would ruin a lot of farms. I was going to say, we've got bees now. Now, flowers in real life get, they get, what's the word? Fertilized, I guess. That's not
yes. Pollinated.
Pollinated. There we go.
Yes.
By bees. And that's how flowers spread and grow and move, you know, move around. That's how you get more flowers, is what I'm saying. They don't, you know, you don't put bone meal on them, aka fertilizer, and another flower pops up nearby somewhere. So I like the idea that you can shear flowers, get the petals off them for dye, leave the stalk, and then the flowers over time would grow back a little bit like your crop farms, without pulling out all the seeds, I guess. And then you would, if you wanted more flowers, you would need bees to pollinate them and make more. I really like that idea. It would be a whole new type of flower farm requiring the bees, but I think that's great.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
You wouldn't be able to get a lot of dye fast.
Well, look, you're wanting snippable flowers, and we still don't even have snippable vines to stop them from growing like Java.
That's true, yeah.
we can't even stop the glowberries from growing.
True,
we have
yeah.
to use string, so it's not going to happen.
Well, glowberries work a bit like that, don't they? You pick the glowberries off the vines, but the vines don't go away, and then they just grow some more back.
Well, then you would want pickable flowers, then, not snippable ones, right?
Well, no, because you're taking the petal. Maybe for the big ones. You know, like a rose bush. If you've got a rose bush, you prune the rose bush. You chop the flowers off. You take the roses. You don't cut the whole tree down, and then they grow back again next year.
True. I'm thinking of the berry bush in there, too. Can we use the berries to make dye? Ah, that feels like that was a lost opportunity.
No, but you can use beetroot, can't you? Beetroot makes red dye.
Yeah, but that makes no sense.
No. Well, it does. So have you ever cooked a beetroot? It's just like a bloodbath.
I have. I don't like even dealing with them, but I mean...
No.
But...
Work to be done on
ideas.
That one,
I'll go find ideas. I won't just throw it away, but I don't consider it good. It's fun.
Yeah.
Reworkable.
Fun idea. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think there is work to be done on that one. I think there's some good mechanics to go into that. I think we could have some very interesting farms with that as well. But yeah, I think it would maybe need just to be limited to the two tall flowers, perhaps. All right, Slack.
Lemonaden?
Yeah.
Lemonaden. How about editable signs in books? It can only be changed by the original creator of the book or sign. Yes.
Books
please.
Are already editable unless you sign them. And that's the whole point of signing them, is to lock them. So okay. I don't see any reason why we need to do that. And I'm pretty sure we've already got editable signs in the good ideas bin. Pretty sure it is. Yeah. So
yeah,
I think signs should 100% be editable. I agree. So I'm going to put signs in there as a good idea, just in case it's not already in there. But having editable, already signed books, I know there's...
Signed books, no.
The thing is, I've done this a lot of times. I've made a signed book and gone, oh no, I've missed a page or I've made a spelling mistake, and then there's no way to fix it without writing the entire thing again. The problem is once you've written it and you've signed it, you can't even copy and paste the text. So it is annoying.
Well, what if the original owner could unsign it?
Yeah, an unlock on the signed books, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. Lockable. Instead of just signed, make it lockable, yeah.
Unlock signed books. Good idea. Okay.
Can we get lockable doors in Minecraft, too?
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. Although, pickaxes do exist. I keep having to remind myself that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Stop villagers going through them, though.
Sorry, you can't come in here.
Okay, is it me now? It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Meerkat with our last piece of wish list and quite the long one, saying, hi, Foxy / all. Listening to another Minecraft podcast, I had an extension to a subject they were discussing, villagers and linking. I would really like if villagers, both Java and Bedrock, would link to a workstation you're holding and interact with them with, like the banner and a map on Java. Doesn't make any sense, that sentence, but I think I know what you're talking about. The villager would stay linked to that workstation until it's broken. But you are holding the workstation. Mm-hmm. Hang on, let me start this again.
That got a little weird.
I would really like if villagers, both Java and Bedrock, would link to a workstation you are holding and interact with them with. I think that means you click on the villager with the workstation you're holding.
Yeah, like I'm holding the lectern, I right-click, that's now your workstation.
Yeah. The villager linked to that workstation until it's broken. If you want to move to workstation without delinking, use Silk Touch. I was also wondering if this would be possible with an add-on. No, it isn't. Imagine villager training halls moving and everything you could define their workstation. Thanks, Meerkat. Meerkat, the way it's supposed to work and the way it works in Java Edition works absolutely fine. And that is, if a villager can pathfind to a workstation, they can claim it and they will claim the closest one to them. The way it works on Bedrock Edition is that you basically set fire to your PC, throw it out the window, and hope a villager at some point in his life will link to a workstation that's not 28,000 blocks away. If we got it like Java Edition, where a villager can only link to a workstation it can pathfind to, we would have no problems at all.
Yeah, or even just add in a small radius. You know, you can't pick a workstation unless it's within, like, 30 blocks or 10 blocks or 5.
No, stupid, because then you try and make a trading hall and they're still all going to just decide they want each other's workstations. It needs to be one they can pathfind to. It's simple. It's the easiest way to do it. It makes the most sense. I like the idea of being able to click on them with a workstation, but I think once that workstation's broken, you just need to go and click on that person with it again. I don't think there's any requirement for the Silk Touch thing. But there's no requirement for that at all if they just link to the one that they stood in front of.
I agree. That would be nice. But I don't have the same fight everybody else does with villagers, because some people want to do villagers one at a time. They want to build their trading hall how they want to. I go ahead and get all my villagers, and I put the workstations down, and I let them go to them, and then I just block them all in at their workstation.
Yeah. Okay, here's an example of why this is a problem. Okay, so I was building one of your XP zombie iron farm villager trading hall things in a live stream on Creative World, trying to do it differently, not trying to copy you, but trying to take that idea and run with it. And I put in 20 beds, but I put in 27 villagers. I linked them all up to their workstations, and then it wasn't getting any iron golem spawning. Now, it turns out the iron golem spawning was because I had mob spawning turned off because I'm a moron, but people in the chat were absolutely insisting that it was because each villager needed its own bed. So I put in seven more beds, and all of the villagers decided they would unlink from those workstations and require completely different ones. So I had to take all of the workstations away and link them all again. And the villager order went from, instead of the order that I put the villagers in, to a completely random order. That shouldn't happen.
Oh, I agree it shouldn't, but we know it does, yeah.
Yeah, so I think there are good ideas there to have the villagers actually just, if it can't go anywhere, if the villager's stuck on a spot and there is a workstation in front of it, it should link to it.
Totally agree, even though that's not how it works, I totally agree.
Yeah, so,
totally agree.
Stupid villagers. So Meerkat, yes, very nice idea, but completely pointless if villagers work the way they should do, which they don't. Oh, Slack, look, we're not even an hour in and we're already at the questions. We're doing so well. We've only got two questions. Are we going to get a podcast in under an hour? Wow. Is everyone going to be complaining at us next week? What are you doing?
I don't know, but let's run with it. This feels weird.
It does, doesn't it? Yes, in a good way. I don't even need the toilet, Slack. This is wonderful.
Me neither. Where's questions? There's questions. Do we get two? Oh, wow, they're about the same size question, too.
Yeah. Let's hope they're really, really good ones. Out of Dutch says, what are the actual mechanics of iron farms in both Bedrock and Java? I know how to make a few different ones for each, but I don't actually understand how they work. Thanks in advance. Love the podcast as always. Oh, geez. How many hours have you got, Dutch? This is going to be a long podcast.
No, just 10 villagers, 10 workstations, 10 beds. There you go.
In Java Edition, you can spawn iron golems by having two villagers, as long as they have access to a bed and can sleep with line of sight to a zombie, right? So if a zombie can see them and is focused on them, and they can see the zombie, then they will get scared and they will spawn an iron golem, but they need to be able to break that line of sight so they can go to sleep at night. If they don't sleep at night, no golems will spawn. They don't need workstations at all. They will just spawn them because they're scared. I think there are also ways of spawning iron golems just having a certain number of villagers and a certain number of beds. I'm not sure because I'm not overly confident with Java Edition. Bedrock Edition, you either want 10 beds and 10 villagers and 10 workstations or 20 beds and a bunch of villagers and workstations. And I think, is it 60 or 75% of those villagers need to have traded at a workstation at least once before an iron golem
the day
will start
before,
spawning.
Yeah. I think it's 75%. Hold on.
But they only need to have done it once. They don't need to do it ever again. It's not every day. They just need to have traded once.
Well, and then, of course, you got the ones that can't work if it's technically raining, like the fishermen and whatever. But if you put a solid block over them, that takes that away.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's relatively simple on Bedrock. Is just put a whole load of beds down, put a whole load of villagers down, put a whole load of workstations down, make sure they can get to the workstations, and you'll get iron golems. The thing you've got to be careful of is where the center of the village is, and the center of the village will always be either a bell or the head of a bed, the pillow of a bed, but it could be any of the beds, especially if they're linking to workstations and de-linking from beds. So make sure you got all of your beds pointing into the center of wherever the iron golems are going to be spawning.
Oh, yeah, because Bedrock, at night, if they can't get to the bed, they'll de-link. Yep, yeah, it's just a problem.
Yeah, and then if they do that, there's a chance they're de-link from their workstation too, because they're stupid. There you go.
See, I've never had that happen.
I've only had that happen on a handful of occasions.
Like every time?
Yeah. Yeah, every single time.
Amanchu's up
next.
Bless you. Salud. I mean, okay. Their question is, the Warden in Deep Dark seemed really cool at first, but the novelty wore off fast for me. When was the last time you visited an ancient city, and do you plan on visiting an ancient city anytime again soon? Episode 0 and no.
Last time I went was episode 0 as well. I fully intend to go to ancient cities again. I actually quite enjoy it. The thing I don't like about it is too dark to make videos in, which is a problem. If I was just playing on my own, in my own little world, I'd probably spend a little bit more time going down there and doing fun stuff there, because I think it is quite an exciting and fun place to be. I still think the loot's a little bit lackluster, and I'm still hoping the portal will become a portal. But it is just too dark.
Could you change the effect color that the Deep Dark did instead of like doing blindness? Could you make it something else?
No. It's hard coded, I think.
then that does us no good.
No. Yeah. And even night vision doesn't really help all that much with the darkness effect. So it does a bit. It's just, it's still very dim. It's still very dim. And when you're making videos, when they're dim, they're hard to watch and they're not, they're not as interesting, which is a shame. Because, and also, if you know, if you can see, it kind of loses that experience as well from the player's point of view. So,
yeah, because you're suddenly not scared. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was scared. You could see, and I had like three wardens running right on me, and you were like, come this way. And I'm like, I have no clue what way to go. Yeah.
And it's,
you're
fun.
Like, oh yeah, let me put these pearls into this portal frame. There's nothing here. And I respawned because you said, yeah, it's safe. And there's a warding standing right behind you, and you just had no clue.
No, no,
no.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I am thoroughly planning on going there for this season of Truly Bedrock when the time comes to it. I just wish there was a reason. I wish I needed there to go there for something. I wish I needed to go there for the same reason I have to go to the end for Elytra and Shulker boxes. But at the moment, there really is no reason to go there. I kind of want to have some skulk sensors so I can do some skulk sensor-based redstone.
Wait, are you saying if we get together Friday, you want to go to... No, I don't
no,
like
no,
those
not
things.
This Friday. No, 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 no. Mm. No, I'm not ready.
Good. Toretto, he was scaring me there for a minute. Yeah, I can see you licking your lips. I'll get your food in a minute. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Slack, that's it. That is the end of the questions. I can't believe it. I am so sorry, listeners at home, that we have rushed through this so fast. I do apologize, but I don't want to miss a week. If we can get a podcast out, we should. And, yep. You know, and I apologize that I'm tired. Hopefully next week I'm not going to be feeling quite so.
Well, hopefully next week we have some news.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be very nice. Right, okay, if you would like to leave us any feedback or ask for a wish list thing or give us some news or a bug report or ask us a question, then you can by emailing us at news@theminecraftupdate.com, or you can go to the minecraftupdate.com website and fill in our feedback form, or if you want to be really, really special, you can join our Discord and put it all in there. And it's good there because people actually respond to you when you write the stuff in with other good ideas and other feedback. And the whole conversation starts going and it's very entertaining for me to sit there and watch and laugh at you all when you come up with these. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. It's real good.
Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget, if you are enjoying the show and you would like to support us, then you can do by going to patreon.com/theminecraftupdate. The prices start from $1 per podcast episode, which is very cheap, and it's very much worth it when you get these really hard work, well put together long episodes like this one where we've put all of this time and effort in.
Yep.
Yes.
100%, 100%. Look, they don't know the time that went into before this episode.
True.
I'm getting yelled at from the other room. Dogs are about to start barking, Foxy.
Oh, man. Oh, man, quick, we need to go. Oh, I was going to talk to you about bonus show, but it doesn't matter. We'll just go on to social. Slack, what are you going to be doing this week?
I'm going to be streaming pretty much every day, as usual, and cranking out the Minecraft videos. Okay. I wouldn't say there's a set schedule other than just trying to do daily.
Same for me. I'm going to be streaming four times a week as usual, Mondays and Thursdays, AM and PM both days. And I'm going to have a few videos coming out to you as well. Don't forget, if you want to get in, I've just done this, but I'm going to do it again. If you want to get in touch, email us at news@minecraftupdate.com, fill in the feedback form on the website, or join our Discord. That's it, Slack.
No, well, you haven't said the same thing you said every week.
What? Did I say the same thing at the end of the... What? I said... Do I? Do I say the same thing at the end of every single podcast? Yeah. Well, I guess, Slack, to be honest with you, all that's left to say is the same thing that I say at the end of every single podcast. And that is, if you manage to get your podcast in just under 1 hour, then you're probably just as lazy, tired, good at podcasting as we are.
Yeah. That totally legit. We're not, you know, pushing the timer to, you know, 59 and 42 seconds.
It's like it's 59:44 on my count. Quick, we gotta 46. Go. Run! Run!
Ah!